This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the day is not far when every part of the country, including Chhattisgarh, will be free from Maoist violence. Addressing the Chhattisgarh Silver Jubilee celebrations in Raipur today, the Prime Minister said due to Maoist terror, tribal regions of the state were deprived of basic facilities, such as roads, schools and hospitals, for a long time. He said because of the government's resolve to rid the nation of the menace of Naxalism, the problem is now confined to only three districts, where limited impact is against 125 districts 11 years ago.
मैं लाखों माताओं बहनों को अपने बच्चों के लिए रोते बिलखते नहीं छोड़ सकता इसलिए हमने भारत को माओवादी आतंक से मुक्ति दिलाने का संकल्प लिया और आज इसके नतीजे देश देख रहा है और अब सिर्फ तीन जिले बचे हैं जहां माओवादी आतंक का आज भी थोड़ा रुबाब चलाने की कोशिश हो रही है लेकिन मैं देशवासियों को गारंटी देता हूं वो दिन दूर नहीं जब हमारा छत्तीसगढ़ हमारा हिंदुस्तान माओवादी आतंक से पूरी तरह मुक्त हो जाएगा.
On the occasion, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 14,000 crore rupees. Under the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana, nearly 3.5 lakh families across Chhattisgarh entered the new Pakka houses today. Earlier, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly in Nava Raipur during his visit to the state. The total gross goods and services tax GST collections grew 4.6% to over 1.95 lakh crore rupees last month as compared to October 2024, despite GST rate cuts implemented on the 22nd of September. The total gross GST revenue in October 2024 was 1.42 lakh crore rupees. The central GST collection in October stood at 36,547 crore rupees and the state GST is at 45,134 crore rupees. The election campaign for Bihar Assembly has been adversely affected because of bad weather. However, as the weather improved later in the day, several political leaders addressed public meetings. Addressing an election rally in Gopalganj virtually, senior BJP leader Amit Shah said both the centre and the state governments are working in the interest of farmers. He said due to the efforts of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, closed sugar mills in Bihar are reopened and ethanol production has been promoted to ensure that farmers get a fair price for their sugar cane. BJP President J.P. Nadda addressed an election rally in Siwan through virtual mode. He said the rule of RJD Congress was a dark age for Bihar. Janata Dal United President and Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, while addressing a public meeting in Jandaha in Vaishali district, said that assistance has been provided to the poor and socially weaker sections. Addressing a first election rally in Bachwara in Begusarai, Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi said that in his 20-year rule, the Nitish Kumar government has given Bihar nothing but migration. The Mahagathbandhan Chief Ministerial candidate Tejaswi Prasad Yadav, while addressing election rally in Raghunathpur Siwan district, referred to Mokama in Patna district and said that despite incidents of poll violence, the administration has remained a silent spectator. Samajwadi Party President Akhilesh Yadav, campaigning in support of Mahagathbandhan candidates in Bahadurpur in Darbhanga, said that unemployment is the biggest issue in Bihar. CPIML General Secretary Dipankar Bhattacharji also addressed an election rally in Kalyanpur in Samastipur in support of the Mahagathbandhan candidate. Prasar Bharati, in collaboration with Culture Ministry, will hold the 67th edition of Akashvani Sangeet Sammelan from tomorrow till the 29th of this month across 24 centres nationwide. In the ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face South Africa in the summit clash at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai tomorrow. The match will begin at 3 p.m. South Africa reached the final after commanding 125-run victory over England in Guwahati in the first semi-final. India stormed into the final, defeating Australia by 5 wickets in a thrilling semi-final match in Navi Mumbai on Thursday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.